Still, I had little hope of rescue, for the ship was gone. The captain had set sail as quickly as he could, fearing that the sea monster would smash the ship to smithereens in its rage at being disturbed. For 2 days I clung to the bowl until, at last, I was washed up on an island, and there I lay in a dead faint for a whole day. It was only after I had been refreshed by sleep that I was able to rouse myself to explore the island and search for food. Sinbad of the Sea leaned back against his pillows and stopped speaking. Only then was the porter able to breathe naturally. So struck with wonder had he been at his host's story. After a while, Sinbad of the Sea sat forward again and said, "There is more to the story, of course, and if you would care to hear it, come by again at the same time tomorrow." The porter eagerly agreed to return, and once again he left the mansion with several gold coins from the master's purse. Chapter 3. I Am That Sinbad. The next visit began much as before. Once Sinbad had eaten and both were refreshed with cold drinks, the old sailor picked up his tale. The island proved to be a pleasant and welcoming place. I explored it each day, going a little farther, careful in case I met fierce beasts or unfriendly people. I found a source of fresh water to quench my thirst and took small bites of the fruits of unfamiliar trees. By trial and error, I found enough food that was tasty as well as safe to eat. With my strength renewed, I used whatever I could find to create a shelter. I also gathered dry wood to make a fire to provide warmth at night and to use for cooking during the day. I hoped that the sea might provide me with more of the sea animals that I sometimes found while searching the sandy beaches that marked the limits of my new world.